A farmer in Iceland is sleeping peacefully in his home nestled in the green fields beside a craggy mountain. A phone call wakes him at 2 a.m. and he sleepily answers, to be told that he has 20 minutes to evacuate his family before a torrent of water inundates them. The volcano that has lain dormant since 1821 is awake again. Volcano! A plume of steam 4 miles high and a cloud of ash that has blocked out the sun.
The sky is black. There's no sun. Farmers are keeping their livestock indoors. Can't drive a car because it's so much ash.
That ash is now blowing across Europe, grounding flights and stranding passengers who look anxiously north toward an angry mountain in Iceland. It's gonna blow. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, happy Friday. It is April 16th, and the volcano that is up in Iceland may be irritating airline passengers, but it's frightening some scientists in Europe as well.
Destroying jet engines on aircraft as well. Let's get a check on the morning's top news story, and the volcano leads the news. Health officials in Europe say some people in areas directly affected by the ash clouds from Iceland's volcano should stay indoors. In Iceland itself, some people are being advised to wear masks. Experts say the ash clouds contain high levels of toxic chemicals. Meanwhile, flight bans are being introduced in more European countries today. Germany and Poland closed most of their airports early today, and the no-fly zone is being extended to Austria. One airport spokeswoman in Amsterdam says no one knows when the skies will be clear enough for air travel.
We just hope that the ashes cloud will blow over very soon.
One positive note in the past few hours, Ireland has lifted restrictions on much of its airspace.
Joining us now, Charisse Jones, who covers the airline industry for USA Today. Good morning, Charisse.
Good morning.
So can I travel from New York to London or Berlin today?
London, no, and Berlin, probably not. I check with my airline first before heading to the airport, but if you're going to Europe, you're going to have to make a phone call because this cloud isn't going away anytime soon.
It could be through the weekend. Charisse, stay with us. We're going to talk about this in a moment.
Despite all the airspace restrictions, the White House says President Obama still plans to fly to Poland this weekend for the funeral of its president on Sunday, but officials are watching the situation closely. Meanwhile, Polish investigators are examining the black boxes from the plane crash that killed the Polish president. Russian investigators have already said they believe pilot error was to blame. Polish investigators will release their results soon.
In China, the death toll from Wednesday's earthquake in the mountainous region near Tibet is close to 800 and likely to rise. Thousands of Tibetan monks are helping in the rescue effort. Here at home, jobless benefits have been extended until June 2nd. President Obama signed the bill soon after Congress finished work on it last night. It includes an extension of COBRA health benefits. The president now wants the benefits extended through the end of the year.
A victims' rights group in the U.S. says it wants action, not just words, from Pope Benedict in response to the sexual abuse scandals afflicting the Catholic Church. The Pope has said the Church needs to repent for its sins.
The White House says President Obama and the First Lady made $5.5 million last year, mostly from the sales of his two books. They paid almost $2 million, though, in federal income tax. Taking a look at the markets, Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down. The Dow will start at 11,144, the S&P at 1,211, and the NASDAQ starts at 2,515. We're going to be talking about the anniversary of In Living Color. It debuted, the TV show. It debuted 20 years ago this weekend.
It's so hard to believe.
Makes me feel a little bit aged. But we talk with actor and former cast member David Alan Greer later this hour.
Stay with us. We're also talking movies in about 20 minutes, including the new superhero film Kick-Ass. We want to have some fun. If you were any superhero, what would you be? Who would you be and why?
This is Bill from Ipswich, and if I had a superpower, I'd like it to be understanding my wife.
Bill during the day, but by night he's Empathy Man. Call us with your super identity at 877-8MYTAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. Coming up, the details of that volcano in Iceland and how it's disrupting air traffic all around Europe.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.